Scott with SJWealthBar.com Final Days Report, episode 456. We're going to cover the Charlie Kirk false flag agenda, and it was totally a false flag. I'm leaning heavily that this was all a script. And why Civil War cancel culture that we're going to prove out is playing out right before your eyes. And they also want to censor the net. Red gun flag laws, TBD. But first, what I want to cover is the big picture of how they're moving the beast system so quickly. This is alarming. We did a podcast about biometric identification, how they're going to hoodwink many people to give up their biometric identifiers to be authenticated. And the dream that I had in a recent podcast was just, it was so easy to buy with your fingertip online. Boom, 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 boom. But another version is they're just going to force you to do it. This is out of Vietnam. More than 86 million bank accounts to be terminated from September 1st in Vietnam. Let's read a little bit more of the article. More than 86 million bank accounts that have not been biometrically authenticated or have been frozen for a long time will be deleted starting September 1st to get this, to prevent fraud and cybercrime. I always thought with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum that they were going to actually unleash a digital pandemic, which they might. So that way they can actually get you into this Mark of the Beast system. This is nothing short of ID 2020 with a bullet to your head. Will this work in the United States and the West? I'm not so sure. It probably will. So they're forcing you to give up your papers, please, your biometric DNA, your biometric identifiers in order to bank. Wicked. Absolutely wicked. And it gets more nefarious, my friends. I had a dream. This is an end of days Watchman news ministry. I had a dream that AI will be the hero. And get this, Albania's prime minister appoints an AI generated minister to tackle corruption. This is setting up the fake trinity. AI is the fake God. There'll be a fake resurrection of the Antichrist, according to that dream I had in 2008, where I saw the Antichrist getting taken out, and they put his head on a quantum computer, and he showed up as a hologram. And we've covered, sounds so crazy, but we've covered how they're using brain cells to run robots. There is a computer that runs on brain cells that they're selling, I think, for $35,000, old VCasts. This technology is there, and everything is a counterfeit. Lucifer wants to know your thoughts, and we've covered forever Elon Musk saying that this brain-computer interface has read-write capabilities. That means it can read your mind and write to your mind. Lucifer wants to be like God. Chabad Lupovich, AI is the new Tower of Babel. It's such a counterfeit, my friends. We're living in as the days of Noah. Iron mixed with clay. Your clay, when you look at hermeneutics, the seeds of men will not cleave. It's an abomination, my friends. Total abomination. Now, 455, I started out the podcast with the Charlie Kirk false flag of the agenda. Red gun flag laws, TBD. Censorship and monitoring of the net. We've talked about how Trump has talked about censoring the net. And the left has talked about censoring the net. Bill Gates had a Netflix series or documentary or production talking about we need to stop bullying online. Well, now it's going to be hate speech that will prove out is coming to fruition. All of this is about surveillance polls in all cities, AI censoring the net, red gun flag laws. All of it is techno-fascism. The right is pushing you there, and so is the left. The right was canceled in 2016. The left is now getting canceled. If you think about this, the comments are so insensitive, they're so wicked, but they have a right to their free speech, my friends, and they're pushing us to civil war that we'll prove out in this VCast as well. Pam Bondi, who talked to Trump about taking guns and red gun flag laws. You need to think about this. What is hate speech? And stick with it, because we're gonna show some articles on how they're talking about how Charlie Kirk was big time into hate speech. All of this primes Noahide laws. All of this primes that the Bible is anti-Semitic. You can see this a mile away. Let's play this.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
They're going to move the goalpost of what is hate speech. Are you making a joke with your sodomite friends? I mean, this is nothing but control over the web, social media platforms, what you say in your personal conversations. You know, the cell phone listens to you. Alexis called 911 on a couple. I mean, folks, you're living in 1984. This is a nightmare. Folks, the cancel agenda is being pushed. Let's read a tweet from Congressman Randy Fine. Those celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk must be thrown out of civil society. Even though I think it's an abomination, they have the right for their free speech. See, they're destroying the Constitution. If you are aware of anyone in the 6th District of Florida, or heck, anywhere in the state of Florida, who works at any level of government, works for an entity that gets money from the government, healthcare, university, or holds a professional license, get this, lawyer, medical professional, teacher, that is publicly celebrating the violence, please contact my office. I will demand their firing, defunding, and he wants to basically revoke their license if they're a medical professional, lawyer, teacher. If you don't think I'm serious, I got 2 state university board chairmen fired for less. These monsters want to fight. Congratulations. They got one. Divide and conquer nonsense. And again, they're priming the civil war. They want to push AI monitoring of the net, both sides. Remember Stargate, AI Stargate, Trump's second day in office? Well, we played a video of Larry Ellison saying, hey, we're going to monitor you 24/7, even when you're in the bathroom for your so-called bathroom break. You did something bad in the bathroom, we will still be filming you and we'll just get a court order from a judge to watch the tape. This is wickedness, my friends. It's absolute wickedness. All right. I think they're priming us for a civil war because, again, USA Inc. is bankrupt. It's so bankrupt. So bankrupt. We've done a couple podcasts thereof. J.D. Vance, who used to be an atheist. He's Peter Thiel's boy, this whole technocracy fascism, right, with Palantir and everything else that Trump administration is bringing forward. He's going to take the place of Kirk for at least an event. And listen to this. He is so pushing to provoke the left, to go after the left. We might be saying this is great, but once you realize the solution is going to be AI governance, the solution is going to be an AI surveillance poll in every city. The solution is going to be 1984. Once you understand it's wings of the same bird, don't fall for this. And don't forget the Deagle Report, where 78 to 80% of Western populations are going to be decimated by 2025. It seems like they're off the mark there, but maybe they'll kick off World War III. That'll be my next podcast. It's heating up. The theater of war. Death will be real. I think it's going to be a massive script. But let's play this. This is provoking. This is being aggressive. This is a staged playbook.
Walk me through at a high level, like what you and I have been working on, what the whole administration has been working on to try to make sure that we don't reward and promote this craziness.
Yes. So it's an excellent question. I've said this before, and but it bears repeating. The last message that Charlie sent me was, I think it was just the day before we lost him, which is that we need to have an organized strategy to go after the left-wing organizations that are promoting violence in this country. And I will write those words onto my heart and I will carry them out. The people ask me, you know, what emotions I'm feeling right now, and this is something people say, I mean, you kind of know the answer. There's incredible sadness, but there's incredible anger. And The thing about anger is that unfocused anger or blind rage is not a productive emotion.
Right.
But focused anger, righteous anger, directed for a just cause, is one of the most important agents of change in human history.
Probably showed that. Amen.
And we are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks. So let me explain a little bit what that means. So,
I've got 30 seconds, so be quick, Stephen.
The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. I'm going to read an article where they're talking about how Charlie Kirk was an anti-Semite. So are they going to go after people that just are protesting against the Gaza genocide? I go back to this. What determines hate speech? Of course, if somebody's being threatened and they're calling for violence, I agree with them. But this is going to be a mission creep. You can see this a mile away. Who determines what hate speech is? And it sounds like Nick Fuentes got a memo to cancel the left. I mean, he's falling in line with the cancel culture agenda.
Charlie Kirk, for the people that are selling T-shirts mocking his execution, for the people that are saying he deserved it for some such other reason, these people must be ostracized from our society. We must identify them. We must have them fired from their jobs. They must be censored on social media. There must be a cost. Because if there is...
Now, here is where it gets interesting, my friends, where I go back to the videos I've just played about determining hate speech. Well, the Times of Israel is calling Charlie Kirk an anti-Semite. Kirk's murder can't erase his anti-Semitism. The article goes on to talk about how Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them, reported by Media Matters. Talking about Charlie. And I saw the video where he said, hey, Jews are funding Marxist communists. The number one funding mechanism of radical, open border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits are Jewish donors. They control not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. Again, from Media Matters. This is from the article. And then he started questioning the stand down. He was hard on the Epstein files, but then I actually ripped on him because he turned and he said, we need to trust the Trump administration. Folks, Trump hung out at the New York mansion like you wouldn't believe. We've played some testimonies of so-called victims from Trump. One big club. But my point is that we've covered forever in this news ministry because I think the woman of the Bible that runs the kings of the earth called the great city is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem, Israel killed the prophets, the Old Testament prophets, where Jesus rebuked the Sadducees and Pharisees. That's the woman of the book of Revelation. In my humble point of view, Rome and the Catholic Church did not kill the Old Testament prophets, my friends. And there's more evidence thereof that we've done multiple Bible studies on. But where they're moving us towards, and I've covered rabbis talking about how they want the Bible labeled as anti-Semitic. They're pushing Noahide laws. Obviously, if you worship Jesus Christ, it's off your head. So is hate speech calling out the Gaza genocide, that 86% of genocide scholars, and it's a large data set, said, yes, Israel's committing a genocide. We can't talk about the stand down. Is that anti-Semitic? I mean, come on, my friends. We need to pray Muslims, Jews, Hindus get saved. That's our role, my friends. But you can just see how they're moving the storyline to hate speech. Here's another example from September 13th. U.S. lawmakers introduced thought police bill to strip citizens of passports over Israel criticism. You can't make this up. Control speech. That's the agenda of this false flag. And they have the capabilities to do it. I'm going to play a quick video of this organization that flags anti-Semitism to censor what you have to say. So they're painting Charlie as an anti-Semite. His character, and I think it's a character. Let's play this quick video. This is kind of scary stuff.
Is the first ever open database of online anti-Semitism, a nonprofit initiative based here in Israel that's really looking at the issue of online Jew hatred through the lens of compliance. Actually, we're a service, if you will, for the social media platforms, helping them enforce their social media policies against anti-Semitism at scale. So CyberWell now is taking, you mentioned, over 10,000 examples that we've reported to social media platforms. Actually, the number is much higher at this point, around 11,500. And we believe those flags have been responsible for removing well over 300,000 pieces of content is what we estimate. CyberWell is fighting back by taking our high integrity data on what online anti-Semitism is and actually using LLMs and generative AI to really take the brain of our human analysts and identify anti-Semitism accurately online. And we believe that this type of work is not only what's going to be able to help social media platforms automatically flag and remove hate speech that violates their policies, including anti-Semitism, but is a crucial thing to do as we look at the rollout of AI, because all of these large language models are trained on online data, including anti-Semitism. So in order to accurately make sure that that data is not being amplified and that bias isn't being created in these large language models or ChatGPT-like applications, you're going to want an expert like CyberWell to come in and give you high integrity data and an AI application that can ensure that data isn't being amplified. Since CyberWell started in 2022, we definitely have seen an increase in the rates of removal by the social media platforms. When we started this work, the average rate of removal for reported anti-Semitic content was sitting at about 20 to 25% at best. Now that CyberWell is working as a trusted partner directly with all major social media platforms, and because of the explosion of online anti-Semitism since October 7th, we do see that that average rate of removal has gone up to about 50%. According to a survey by the American Jewish Committee, only 1 in 3 Jews that experience online anti-Semitism actually take that extra minute to go ahead and report that anti-Semitism. I say if you've already been offended and have already been hurt by the content that you're seeing, take the extra minute and go ahead and report that content. It's absolutely crucial because every report and every decision by a content moderator actually feeds the algorithms of the social media platforms themselves and improves the algorithm. We're constantly working on tools to bring to the public to help us fight back against hate online.
This is why they took down TikTok that we've covered. They lost the narrative. They couldn't control the algorithm. The woman controls the web, but the 10 kings are going to turn on the woman, and there'll be a remnant that will be saved. Zechariah 12 and 14. You can see this playbook, but the power out of Israel is mind-bending. It's mind-bending, my friends. All right. Charlie Kirk, false flag, more evidence. Do you have eyes to see how strange this whole thing is? It's creepy, my friends. A lot of this people have already covered, but one of the markers of a false flag, and you can do your own research, is they destroy the evidence. They destroy the location. So all of a sudden, where this event took place, they're putting pavers down? You can't make this up.
Making some changes. They're replacing the grass where Charlie Kirk was speaking with pavers.
Putting pavers down, and I'll put a picture up of right after the shooting. Instead of being blocked off, you have Charlie Kirk's team taking down cameras. I thought you need time for forensics. What if there was a bullet? Shrapnel, because you have to remember, they didn't know who the shooter was until, get this, 33 hours afterwards. Give me a break. This thing is theater, my friends. I find the next video super interesting. This Patsy, let's play this quick video.
These connections keep getting weirder and weirder. So right at the end of this press conference where Kash Patel announces that they caught Charlie Kirk's killer, Tyler Robinson, Kash Patel ends it with Charlie Kirk, I'll see you in Valhalla.
Lastly, to my friend Charlie Kirk, rest now, brother. We have the watch. and I'll see you in Valhalla.
Now, what's interesting is that one of the pictures that they put out of Tyler Robinson shows Tyler Robinson in his bedroom next to his computer. On the computer is a picture of an island. That island is called Goat Island, and it's located in New Zealand, that has a retreat called Valhalla. Isn't that weird? That's just weird.
This reminds me of Luke chapter 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. This is an operation. This is a total operation. All right. One of the theories, because people have they've analyzed the shirt puffing up, the strange finger, the ring switching to his from his ring finger to his pinky, you know, look like some AI trickery, maybe even a hologram. So one theory was the bullet hit body armor and then ricocheted up to hit his neck, because people are calling out the fact that a bullet, where's the exit wound? Where's the blood behind Charlie? And this is just an interesting tweet from a sniper. I keep telling you guys over and over and over, he wasn't wearing body armor. But you keep listening to people push this obvious lie to run damage control for the lack of an exit wound and no bullet impact and blood spray on the screen behind him. This guy was a sniper. Damage control. And then we have crisis actors. George Zinn, who's part of the tribe, 71 years old, was there at 911, called in a bomb threat in Salt Lake City during a marathon a couple days after the Boston Marathon. Never spent any jail time. And now he's screaming, saying he was the shooter at the Charlie Kirk event. Now, I have a theory that I have not heard anybody cover. Why would he do this? Because I don't think the Patsy made the shot that we've covered in 455, Final Days Report 455. You need diversion. So if he's screaming he did it, will people take their cell phones that are filming and put it on him? So there won't be coverage of Charlie Kirk in the production, if it was a production, if we watch trickery, which there's a lot of evidence it's trickery. And again, check out Final Days Report 455, where we go over the trickery. It's a diversion strategy.
Just like watch the video for like 10. It's like
coming to terms with what happened has cut to his core.
Now, it was very tough to watch Charlie Kirk's wife in her speech. And I realize people grieve differently, but they need to tell you who they are. It looks like there were two different shots. The creepy video of her with her G ring, and somebody says that's an Omega ring where she's stroking Charlie's hand. It just was creepy. And then there's a video where she has her fingers fighting back tears with the same G ring. G, you know what club that is. And it looks like her other ring is a snake here. Horace's all-seeing eye with a snake that goes over the top of the G. And you have to remember, she's an actress.
Thing, as you can see, looks like a G in the shape of a snake. Maybe a snake is going around it. And there's a G. And, of course, this here looks like this second ring looks like the eye of Horus. Now, I've seen this one place before. I've seen it before. It's just, again, as we look at this and we're looking at the Eye of Horus, we're looking at the G, it reminds me and it makes me really think about the people that are associated with the G, the famous G, and the Eye of Horus.
Now, this has gone viral. If you saw the video of the event, where his neck was just spewing out blood. If you saw that video, they moved him to an SUV, and I've watched the video 3-4 times. There's really not a blood trail. And The question is, did they put a tourniquet on his neck to stop all blood? I don't know the answer to that, but it's just interesting. With all that blood, wouldn't you see blood going into the SUV? Because there's no blood trail. And I didn't see, as they're carrying him, somebody holding his neck wound. Now, we have to be careful with controlled opposition. I mean, Nick Fuentes going against the Constitution, saying we need to censor them on the net, take away their free speech. And I thought Blazing Press News, Trumpet News One, had an interesting point. You all know how much money came into the coffers of both Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk when they both started out together, right? Where did that money come from? I'll tell you where it came from. And why did they both turn? Charlie, as of the last few months, Candace for a while now. Questions that need to be understood and answered. The money that Charlie received was from the place that he started to criticize. So let's play Candace. Are they just telling you who they are?
Those of you who think that you are going to replace Charlie Kirk, okay? Kings are born. You don't just get to depose and tell us that we're going to follow this individual, okay? I'm one of the masons of Turning Point USA. You put a shill in Charlie Kirk's chair, in Charlie Kirk's company, and you try to tell us to follow that individual, I will be an enemy of you. There will be nothing that can stop me, okay? And I want you guys to understand, this is not a threat. This is a promise. There will be nothing that can stop me. I will release every single text message. So to those of you who are trying that, I'm seeing the messages, I am telling you to back off right now. Like right now, don't do it, okay? Don't you think about it. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly who you were that were exerting pressure. Don't you pretend to be noble now and say nice things about Charlie Kirk and think you're going to slide into his chair, okay? Over my dead body, which I'm sure can be arranged.
So if you're listening to a podcast service, the whole time Candace is talking about this, she's doing the 666 okay sign. So Mason, I just looked up Mason, a builder and worker in stone, a Freemason. Definition number two. I mean, come on. And I know there's a female version of the club. Careful who you follow, my friends. Now, a little humor. You have to remember, Trump is an actor. They're asking, Trump, how are you holding up after Charlie Kirk's assassination? Well, I'm not going to spoil it. I just found this kind of funny.
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty. It'll be an absolute magnificent structure. And I just see all the trucks. We just started. So it'll get done very nicely. And it'll be one of the best anywhere in the world, actually.
So how are you holding up after Charlie Kirk's assassination? Well, pretty good. We're working on a ballroom. Come on. All right, I want to end here. Let's summarize. Forced biometric identification to bank in Vietnam. AI to stop corruption. AI will be the hero. Then we covered the agenda. Cancel culture, hate speech. You're going to see solutions like AI surveillance that's called by the left and the right. I bet you're going to see red gun flag laws. And again, they're priming us for a civil war. Break from your right, left. It's right versus wrong. And once you realize you're getting played, your eyes will be awakened. And two thoughts from a biblical perspective. One, we need to be a light. As things get super dark, be a light. Fear the Lord. If they take you out, so be it. Fear the Lord who can take your soul and take you out, my friends. And just some scripture as well. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Because I was kind of sad thinking about how deceptive this world is and trying to wake people up. It's difficult, my friends. But the solution is Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I believe that. I believe in the power of prayer. Think about Pastor Larry and spiritual warfare, his series on that. Pray, my friends. Turn from your sin. I go back to the scripture, and I go back to some of my Christian friends. They proclaim to be Christians, and I've showed them the Bible verse that drunkards will not make it to heaven. They're getting wasted 3-4 days a week. I pray for them every day. One person I prayed for, he has had so many health issues, and he just keeps drinking. I'm like, you're going to kill yourself, my friend. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, yay. And all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution is coming, but then here is what we need to do. Matthew 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Endure to the end as persecution comes. As you don't want to sign up for Noahide laws, will you be labeled anti-Semitic? If you don't want to poke yourself with the next vaccine, will you be labeled anti-Semitic? We've covered the stories. If you don't vaccinate yourself, are you anti-Semitic? Grounded in no logic whatsoever. There'll come a day. I'm a post-trib rapture guy. I've done multiple Bible studies thereof. I moved from mid-trib to post-trib. And if you're mid-trib, that doesn't bother me because the pastors are preparing Christians to give the ultimate sacrifice. But I've had multiple dreams of Christians living in cars, living in the woods. And Fox News was called out, a guy on Fox News who said, we just need to kill the homeless. Folks, they're priming going after the homeless because they know Christians will be homeless. If you don't take the mark of the beast, if you don't worship the image, you're going to be living in a car, abandoned car. And I think God will provide. He'll give manna. If you have the faith, and if it's your time, it's your time. And the other thing with this VCast, we covered all the deception. Whether you believe he was taken out, it was a false flag either way. And I lean towards total trickery, total production, total theater. So God bless. Keep me in the fight.
Recognized as an expert witness by the courts, Gareth Jacobs has 14 years of experience as a digital forensic analyst, with 6 years dedicated to service within the New Zealand police. In 2019, he performed a preliminary analysis on the Christchurch mosque shooting video and found several discrepancies. Jacobs submitted his report to the president of the police association, but never heard back. The live-streamed video in question was declared an objectionable publication and made illegal in New Zealand on March 16, 2019. In August of 2022, Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spearer of Counterspin Media were charged by police with possession of the mosque shooting video. In hopes to have the order overturned, they hired Gareth Jacobs to do a full examination and provide his expert opinion in court. In order to accomplish this, they had to travel to a country where this video is not illegal. The Forensic Video Analysis Report was released on August 23rd and shows compelling evidence that the video is not genuine. At 3:09, when examining the face size, skin texture, lighting, edge artifacts, perspective, and color balance, the face appears to be digitally altered or inserted. At 5:00, the driver is seen in the rearview mirror, and it's a different person. At 6 minutes 4 seconds, the vehicle's registration plate, KSH90, is shown. A search of the New Zealand Land Transport Database yielded the result: information on this vehicle is not available. Please apply in writing to the New Zealand Transport Agency. Comparative testing consistently produced either registration information or indicated that the plate is not found. The KSH90 query was the only exception. At 6 minutes 26 seconds, a man on the street in front of the target makes eye contact with the alleged gunman for 2 seconds, deviating from typical behavior when confronted with a threat. At 6 minutes 44 seconds, the gunman fires 9 rounds into the open doorway. The lack of recoil and the sustained control and accuracy while shooting from the hip suggests that the weapon is not a functional firearm, but rather an airsoft replica. The positioning of the bodies, the absence of visible injuries, and the lack of bloodstain patterns are all inconsistent with a genuine firearm incident. At 6 minutes 48 seconds, the gunman moves up the hall to an anomalous magazine laying on the floor, seemingly waiting for him. Between 6 minutes 48 seconds and 7 minutes 7 seconds, the gunman inexplicably fires 57 rounds out of a 30-round magazine. At 12 minutes 50 seconds, the gunman fires 3 rounds through the front windshield. The glass stays intact. But at 13 minutes 20 seconds, he fires 1 round through the passenger window, and it shatters. Jacobs determined that this is the only actual firearm used in the video, and that it was loaded with blanks. Throughout the entire video, all faces are obscured. There is no visible trauma, and all weapon impacts at the mosque appear to be caused by airsoft BB rounds. People may have died somewhere that day, but not in this video. And the only reason for the government to outlaw it is because they are complicit in hiding the evidence. With no photos, video, social media, or friends, we are supposed to believe that Brenton Tarrant was a 28-year-old physical trainer traveling the world. According to Russian and Syrian intelligence, Tarrant served in southern Syria with Al-Qaeda and has been on a watch list since 2012 as an Israeli-trained assassin who failed his mission to assassinate President Assad. Tarrant's Jewish family immigrated to the UK from Palestine in 1948, and he was 42 years old at the time of his trial. Greg Reese reporting.